There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Well, I know that they're a tough team. Historically, they have been one of the best defenses in my era. So I know they're going to play hard. I know that they have a good secondary. One of my good friends over there, Marlon Humphrey, we're from the same area. I know that I'm 14. He's a great player. They have a nice veteran back in with Eddie Jackson. He's awesome. And Marcus Williams, he's awesome too. So we just got to go and do our job. It's really not about them and who they are. It's about us and who we are.
Yeah, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So far this year, Jameis Winston has only attempted 12 passes.
They were all this week, right?
For 6 completions. One was against the Commanders back in on the 6th of this month, but the other 11, this week. Because he was the emergency quarterback.
And then when they saw DTR play, they're like, damn, this is an emergency.
Yes.
Yes. Get him in.
So he has one touchdown, no interceptions. But we know what Jameis Winston is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We know that the year that he was a 30-30 man, that's good in baseball. Not so much in football.
He
33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
He saw Otani go 50-50. Let's see what he can do.
Why not?
Watch me.
Watch this.
Hats off to Tampa Bay for letting him continue to throw the ball. He threw for 5,000 yards that year.
Yeah.
He did. He led the league in attempts, yards, and interceptions.
If he counted the other way, it'd be 8,000.
How about that?
Add those in.
Well, you got to add. Well, that's the case. Then you got to be fair. That means he completed not 380. 410.
That's right.
give that man all of that.
Is he not one of the most fun people to just watch or even have him interview?
He's no.
Yes.
I think he is.
His eyes get all big.
Think he's so corny.
He is corny.
Absolutely. He's so corny, man. It's like, dude.
That's why he's funny.
But no. I don't think he's being fake.
He's like a child.
I think that's him.
It's like, shut up.
That's definitely him.
That's, I like him.
I don't. He's a buffoon.
I do. You ever hear him talk about certain foods and things? Oh, you got to eat and his eyes get all big.
The crab legs?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't think he wants to talk about those.
I think he's a nice guy.
I do, too.
I will say that about him.
Wonderful teammate.
You said genuine. I think he is genuine. I just think he's corny.
Like Russell Wilson's very genuine.
No.
He's just corny.
No.
I really dislike him now.
I think I could like Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
If I met him, I still think he would be corny.
He'd definitely be corny.
I don't think I could like Russell Wilson.
No. I'm not calling his agent to have a beer. No. What a ridiculous person.
Come on, dude. You're not the most important man in the room. That would bother me.
I mean, here's the deal, though. When you get, I was just saying to Ed on Monday, like, all right, you get to face the Browns, or maybe it was Mike Preston I was talking to. You get to face the Browns, and now you don't get Deshaun Watson, which is what everybody wanted because he was having a season that was epically bad, maybe one of the worst in NFL history. Jameis Winston's interesting because he's going to give you a couple to take away. I mean, he'll give you opportunities. You just got to make the play, but he can also beat you because he can sling that football. He's not afraid to throw it anywhere.
Yeah, whatever. I hear you. I hear you, but no. No.
Is he a better option than what you saw from Deshaun Watson?
I think they're one of the same.
Jameis
Winston for his career has thrown 99 interceptions. We keep talking about the one he threw 30. Well, he only threw 5 in 2022. Yeah, but he threw 4 touchdowns. He only had 150 attempts. Jameis Winston will give you that football constantly. Yeah, he'll throw some touchdowns in mop up duty.
Not necessarily true.
Yeah, it is. A lot of his touchdowns go when they're trailing.
No,
if you watch the Buccaneers, that was the fan base's biggest concern about him. He was throwing the ball away in crunch time and crucial times. He gives that thing away.
I'm not saying he didn't get junk touchdowns, but he wasn't Elvis Kerback or Gerback on the Chiefs throwing for 40 touchdowns or 4,000 yards when they were down 21 points all the time. It wasn't like his team was getting their ass handed to him. The very next year, what were they, 8-8?
He's got a career passer rating of 87.
Right before Brady took over.
7-9
I mean, and Brady ends up taking him to the playoffs and eventually to the Super Bowl.
In 2,900 attempts, he's completed 61%, which is nothing. And his passer rating is 87. That's who he is. That's who he is. He is. That's the same thing you're going to get with Watson.
No, not this year.
Okay.
Watson doesn't even give you the yards. I mean, look, this cat has thrown for 120. This is Watson's year this year. He has not thrown for over 200 yards in a single game. In a single game. And he's had games where his team lost 34-13, 21-14, 33-17, where you could throw those junk touchdowns and Watson couldn't even do that.
And for the Browns, he's 61% and 81 passer rating. That's just, I mean, those, to me, you're not, you can argue styles, but in terms of productivity or in terms of my fear of either one of them is about the same. I'm not really concerned. I'm not shaking my boots because Jameis Winston is starting.
Nobody said that.
No. I'm not concerned about Jameis Winston starting.
Nobody said that. I'm just saying I think they're better off with Winston than they are with Watson. It can't be any worse.
Well, Watson, he was having like his best game of the year before he got hurt that game.
That was pretty
good. Against Cincinnati?
He was 15 except of 17.
Yeah, for 128 yards. Yeah. Why don't you throw the ball downfield?
Because I can't.
5 yard completions at a time.
Yeah. I just, you know, okay, they're better off with Jameis Winston. They were 4 before, now they're 5.
Well, I don't feel like the Ravens should be afraid of anybody, but I don't feel like you're good enough to overlook anyone either, especially within your own division.
Don't change the conversation. I'm not overlooking Jameis Winston. I'm just saying I'm not. He's not
changing the conversation?
He's not a quarterback that I fear. He's not. I don't think he is.
You just said you're not worried about him, right?
He's not a factor in this game, in my opinion. He's not the factor. I'm more concerned. If you ask me about the Browns' defense, I'm more concerned about the Browns' defense than I am about Jameis Winston.
You're more concerned about the Browns' defense against the number one offense in the league than what we've seen this defense do against a quarterback that's willing to push the ball downfield.
Yeah.
I don't understand
Baker Mayfield was willing to push the ball downfield.
He wasn't the only one. Gardner Minshew did it.
Okay.
I mean, look at the Ravens' secondary is rated where?
Well,
last?
Next to last, yeah.
We faced the MVP candidate who's willing to push the ball downfield and were successful. I'm more concerned about their defense and making plays. Overall, if you ask me, am I concerned about this game? No, I'm not.
I'm in the same boat as you. I'm not concerned about the game. I think they're better off with Winston than they are with Watson. My dear?
I think they're one and the same. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
How y'all doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you, man?
Yeah.
I'm saying with Winston, they better off start the kid number 17. He's better than them.
Who, DTR?
Threw two picks last week.
He's awful, man.
But I'm just saying, with the Ravens, though, only thing I'm just worried about the Ravens, don't nobody get hurt. They can put up 50 on Cleveland if they want to.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, Rob's right. Cleveland has a good defense. The problem is their offense has been so bad, those poor SOBs have been left out to dry in most games.
Yeah, like, they have.
So, again, what did I say?
They can make plays.
I thought Cleveland had the most complete roster of anyone outside of quarterback. And it hasn't shown that way, but their defense is really good. And the fact that the Ravens are calling them, seeing if they can get Zadarius back, I think it says a lot about where that team is.
You said they are a most complete roster minus a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You were correct. This Sunday, when the Ravens go to Cleveland, is still the most complete roster minus a quarterback.
I'm not arguing that.
I guess that sums up my level of concern about Jameis Winston. I don't think he's a guy that will beat you, not against this team. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He was the emergency quarterback Sunday.
Yeah.
Emergency.
Well, he was the backup all year until Sunday. Sunday was the first time he was the emergency quarterback.
Yes, I'm bad.
No, it's the same thing. He was the emergency quarterback this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of questioning, why would you do that? Because you know what you have in him.
I feel like they didn't. Look, I don't know that you expect your starting quarterback to go down, and they'd been working out DTR to see what they have there.
You got an answer for us?
Kevin Stefanski said that was strictly game plan related.
There you go.
Because they thought DTR, if they had to bring him in, would play better against that team, against the Bengals then.
That was good game
because of their run defense.
Good game plan.
The Browns had the time possession. They had the ball 10 minutes more than the Bengals. Still couldn't win.
Yeah. Look, NFL's been drunk this year, man. This league is just ridiculous.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.